God.
因为耶稣爱我们。
Because Jesus loves us.
耶稣永远爱我们。
Jesus loves us forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们每一次来到神的家中。
Brothers and sisters, every time we come to the house of God,
他的爱是我们最大的依靠跟把握。
His love is the greatest, we can depend on that love, the greatest, we can depend on that, and it is our greatest assurance.
他永远爱我们。
He loves us forever.
前一阵子当我在寻求这一系列要交通什么的时候。
And when I was seeking what to share with you this season,
我不知道是不是要再继续讲奇妙的救主。
I do not know if I should continue talking about the wonderful Savior.
我讲了十四的奇妙的救主，你们还有负担继续讲。
And I have spoken about the wonderful Savior 10 times, and still have a burden to continue.
而且有弟兄跟我讲说，有许多的弟兄姊妹可能需要在真道上能够多晋升、多明白一点。
And then a brother told me that we need to know the truth more.
所以我就想，也许一系列。我们在讲十几个题目，关于一些基本的真理的造就方面的信息。
And so now I'll talk about how to build up in the truth.
我们从我们整个人为什么被神创造，人受到的目的和价值到底是什么讲起。
And then I'll speak starting from how man was created, and then the value and the meaning of man's creation.
我们会讲到神永远的旨意到底是什么。
And we'll speak about what is God's eternal will.
我们最后也会讲到到底我们怎么样子能够在这一生在神的面前不虚此行，就是我们能够这一生在神的面前活得有价值，能够成为一个得胜的基督徒。
And then I'll speak about how we can have a life that's worth living and have a victorious Christian life.
所以在这开始这一系列之前，我想我们做一个简短的祷告。
And before we start, let us have a prayer.
主，我们的心都需要你。
Lord, our hearts need you.
我们知道你永远爱我们。
We know that you love us forever.
但是我们也渴慕我们能够真正的爱你。
But we hunger to love you.
我们也能够活着讨你的喜悦。
That we, our life may be pleasing to you.
我们觉得在真理上，我们需要更深的来认识你。
We know that in we know to know you more in the truth.
你的真理能够叫我们得到自由。
And then your truth will set us free.
你的真理能够叫我们刚强。
Your truth will strengthen us.
你的真理能够叫我们活在你的旨意中。
And your truth will help us to live in your will.
我们为了这一系列，我们交在你的手里。
And for this topical sessions, we'll commit them into your hands.
求主自己来对我们说话。
That the Lord may speak to us.
把那改变生命的信息能够赐给我们。
And give us the life-changing sermon.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我想我们看报纸的都知道，在一个多月以前，有一架飞机从纽约飞往瑞士去的途中。
We all know that when you read the newspapers several weeks ago, there was a plane that left New York to Switzerland.
当他离开纽约不久的时候，就发现飞机故障。
And then not long after they left, then there were troubles in the plane.
驾驶员要求紧急迫降。
And then the pilot said that they would make an emergency landing.
但是因为飞机里面装的汽油太多，所以必须要开到海上把油降掉。
And because the plane was full of gas, they had to dump the extra gas in the ocean.
在他飞往海上去的途中的时候。
While he was over the ocean,
飞机上的乘客都已经被通知飞机出了问题。
And then the passengers were informed that the plane was in trouble.
所以许多人穿上 life jacket, 已经穿上了救生衣。
And so the passengers put on their life jackets.
就觉得飞机去海上丢油的时候。
And as the plane was dumping the gas,
突然失去了 power.
And then it lost power.
是飞机就坠回到海里面。
And then the plane crashed into the ocean.
200多个人全部都被淹死了。
And then over 200 people drowned.
我儿子告诉我们，他的老师说，飞机上带了很多很有钱的人。
And then my son told my son's teacher said that there were many rich people in the plane.
他们上面有上百万的毕卡索的真画在上面。
And then they also contain a Picasso painting that's worth millions.
还有人带了很多的金砖的金块在上面。
And then there were people that were carrying blocks of gold.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当驾驶员告诉说飞机出了问题。
When the pilot says that we're in trouble,
假如我们都在其上的话,
if we were on that plane.
因为我们都坐过飞行。
Because we have all rode on planes.
这一件事情可能发生在我们任何一个人的身上。
This can happen in any one of us.
当飞机在往海上飞去的途中。
While the plane is flying over the sea.
假设。
If.
天使长突然出现在飞机舱里面
and if the angel appeared in the plane
好像你们能不能写下来到底你人活着的目的和意义到底是什么
and write down what is the purpose and the meaning of your living
如果神能够救了你你会怎样开始重新过你的生活
and if God can save you how can you live your life anew again
写得好的神救你
And if you have written it good, then God will save you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你会写什么？
Dear brothers and sisters, what would you write?
在你不知道你的下一步如何的时候，
When you don't know what is the next step,
在你的生命中可能只剩下最后几分钟的时候，
And there are only a few minutes left of your life,
你最想做的到底是什么？
What is the thing that you desire to do most?
你是不是觉得你的衣服还没有缝完，要继续缝？
Is it that you need to sew up your clothes?
你觉得你还有一个 video game 还没玩过，小孩子想再玩一下。
Or that if you there's still one more video game you need to play.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道那个时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, we know at that time.
我们何等希望我们的生命能够再被延续下来。
And we wish that our life can continue.
我们可能会用一种不同的方式来过我们的生活。
It may be that we will live our life differently.
我有一个很好的朋友同事。
I have a very good friend and colleague.
当医生告诉他他最后只剩下七天的时候。
When the doctor told him that he had only 7 days to live,
我们花了几天的时间常常陪着他。
And then we spent a few days with him.
当最后一天我跟他坐在床边讲话的时候。
The last day when I sat by his bedside talking to him,
抓着我的手跟我讲。
He grabbed my hand and he said,
他说洪主任你知道吗？我现在最希望的是神如果许可的话，再多给我一些年龄。
And he said, brother, you are, I, my greatest desire is that the Lord would give me a few more years.
他说我第一件事情我要好好为主做见证
First I would be a good witness for him
因为他七年抵挡主不肯接受福音
Because for 7 years he was not willing to receive the Lord
好的第二件事情他说我要好好的爱我的家人
Secondly I want to love my family
因为他很生气他的太太先信了主
Because he was angry that his wife first believed in the Lord
所以他的太太每次聚完会回到家他就发脾气
So every time when his wife came back from worship service, he was mad at her.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
到底我们这一生活着是为了什么
Why are we living our lives here?
到底我们为什么被创造出来
Why were we created?
我们知道每一件事情都有它存在的理由
We know that there is a reason for everything.
当一个东西被造出来的时候，造它的人一定带着一个目的。
And when a thing or a person is created, the creator had a purpose for it.
就连我们这个人去做一件事的时候，我们也一定带着一个目的。
And just like us, when we do something, there is a purpose.
但是我们却忽略了一件最重要的事情。
But there's something that the greatest thing that we neglect.
就是我们忘记了站高一步去看我们整个人生的目的到底是什么。
And we did not go up and take our another perspective, a high perspective of what we
need. 你能不能想象一个医生
Can you think of a doctor?
当他早上起来知道今天要到手术房动一个手术
That today he was going to the operating room to operate.
所以他一早就起来
So in the early morning he woke up.
他准备好自己
He prepared himself.
是的他是有一个 有目的的人他准备要去开刀子
He has a purpose, he's going to operate.
当路上开车的时候他很小心开车因为必须要有安全
And while he drove to work, he was very careful because he wants to be safe.
当到了医院以后，他用消毒水洗手，预备各样的东西。是的，因为他知道他准备开刀。
And then he washed his hands in the hospital because he knows he's going to operate.
他也知道到几号手术房他也进去了。
He knows which operating room to go to.
等到他站到病人面前的时候。
And when he stands over the patient.
完全不知道病人是什么病。
He doesn't know what the patient problem is.
他也不知道从哪里开刀。
He doesn't know where to operate.
所以就在肚子上先开开看是怎么回事。
So he operates the stomach and then see what's in it.
发现肚子里面没有瘤缝起来，他就开开心脏看看。
And there's no tumor there, and then he operates on the heart.
心脏没有，再去开开脑袋看看。
And there's nothing in the heart, then he operates on the brain.
弟兄姊妹，他做所有其他的事情，他都有目的有计划。
And he does everything else, he has purpose.
早上必须要早起。
He knows that he He got up early in the morning.
他要吃一顿早好的早饭，因为他今天有一个手术要开。
He ate a good breakfast.
他开车要小心，因为他必须要保持安全。
He drove carefully.
他必须要消毒他的手，因为他准备开刀。
He needs to sanitize his hands.
但是最重要的事情他就没有，他就忘记了。
But yet the most important thing he forgot.
他没有搞清楚他到底要做什么。
He did not know what he should be doing.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在人生的里面，我们也是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, same in our life today.
我们觉得我们每一段学生做好学生就好。
And when we are students, we say that we want to study well.
啊，结婚我就结婚就是了。
And then when I get married, then I'll get married.
我找一个好的工作，我就做好我的工作就是。
And then I'll do the job that I found.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们却忘记了我到底活着是为什么。
But we forget why are we living.
我到底从哪里来，我要往哪里去。
Where did I come from? Where am I going?
那整个人类的历史，这几千年的历史里面。
And all through the thousands of years.
我们就不过来这地上这么一趟而已。
And we only come to this earth once.
我为什么不是生在唐太宗的时候？
Why did I not live in the age of the Tang Dynasty?
我为什么不是生在英国亨利八世的时候？
And why did I not live in the times of England?
我为什么神把我摆在这个时代里面？
Why did God place me in this
time
and age?
到底我们这个人，神造我们是为了什么？
Why did God create us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个题目太重了。
This is the most important question.
今天我们听到多少人在那里聊天？
And we see so many people talking today.
公司开 party， 同学开同学会。
And the companies having a parties and the schools they have parties.
人最常谈的问题。
The most common things they talk about.
至少在矽谷最常谈的问题。
Especially in Silicon Valley.
你的房价多少？
What's the price of the house, your house?
股票的情形是什么？
And what's the current condition of the
stock? 你公司的情形是什么？
What's the condition of your company?
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这么多杰出的人在那里谈这些话题。
And so many people that we meet talk about these things.
但是你几乎听不到人在那里谈人为什么活着。
But you never hear why people are living.
最重要的事情却没有人谈。
The most important thing we never talk about.
因为人没有答案。因为很多人没有答案。
Because they don't have answers.
那很多人不愿意听这个问题。
And many people are not willing to listen.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要回到神的心意里面来。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to come back to the will of God.
人做事情有目的，有 purpose.
Man, when he does something, there is purpose.
我们这位神，他从来不随便做事情。
And then our Lord, he will never do anything without a purpose.
我们的神是一个有计划的神。
Our Lord is the Lord of a plan.
我们的神是一个有他旨意的一个神。
And then the Lord is one who has a will.
那今天我们要背的经文，启示录第四章十一节。
And today the verse that we are to memorize is in Revelation 4:11.
我们请一起拿起来，我们把它念一遍。
Let's open your Bibles and read. Revelation 4:11.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。弟兄姊妹，在这里不仅仅告诉我们，我们的神创造了万物。
Here it tells us not only our Lord created everything,
而且他在这里告诉我们，万物是因着神的旨意而被创造。
But also that all things were created by your will.
我们的神不仅仅创造了万有。
Our Lord not only created all things.
当他说有就有，命立就立。
When he said that let there be and there will.
整个宇宙这么伟大。
Such a great universe.
大到一个地步，人类今天的科学不过懂一点点的皮毛而已。
And then so huge that the man's science only knows a little bit of it.
这个大到宇宙现在已经说到有550亿个星球了。
And then now they're saying that there are over trillions of stars.
神用一句话把它造出来。
God created all of this with one word.
圣经上说到神铺张诸天，立定地基。
And then the Lord opened up the heavens, and then he laid the foundation of the earth.
他创造天地 万象
and then he created the heavens and the earth.
他按着数目把他们领出来
and then according
把他们带出来
and then he brought them out.
然后一一给他们取名字
and then gave them names.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的神在这里 造万有的时候真的是这么简单，很布置房子一样。
And then our Lord created the universe like someone building a house.
所以那个伟大的大卫王虽然坐在一国之君，坐在宝座上了。
And then the King David who was sitting on the great throne.
当他每一次在夜间走出来看见天上的万象的时候。
And when then he comes out at night and then sees the heavens and stars.
他的神啊，每当我看见你指头所造的天。
And then when I see the heavens that your fingers have created,
并且你所陈设的, 这个月亮, 星星,
and then the moons and the stars,
我便说人算什么,
and who is man that you care for him?
世人算什么,
and then who is man that you would care
弟兄姊妹,
for him? Here is a man who sits on the throne.
这边有史以来最伟大的君王,
and the greatest king in the history of Israel.
当他一望之间的时候,
when he sees his heavens,
他就觉得他自己何等的渺小,
and then he sees that he is very tiny.
他所看见的不过就是眼睛能够看得见的那几千个星星而已。
And then what he can see is only the thousands of stars his eyes can see.
今天人类的天文望远镜已经可以知道人类至少有551个星星。
And then now with the telescopes, the man can see stars.
这么伟大的宇宙，神一句话就有了。
Such a great universe God created by just one word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我们，神创造了万物。
The Bible tells us that God created all things.
那底下接着说,
and by His will they were created.
讲到他是带着一个旨意,
that is that He created everything with a purpose.
所以更何况是我们这个人呢?
Say, what about us?
我们这个人更是带着一个极高的旨意,
we more so were created with a purpose.
所以我们一定要从圣经的角度,
when we must through the Bible,
从那个创造我们的神的角度,
and from the point of view of God, to know why were we created.
今天人类科学,人类许多的哲学家,思想家,
and then today many philosophers try to find answers for us. And then their answers are imperfect because they did not create us.
解铃还需系铃人, 对不对? 我们要能够明白我们为什么被造,我们要请教那个造我们的神。
And then if we were to know the answers why we are created, we need to seek the answers from the Creator.
不然我们就违背了我们被造的目的。
Otherwise, we would not be fulfilling the purpose we were created.
或是我们就糟蹋了, 或是我们不能够发挥我们这个真正被造的目的和价值。
And then we would not be able to fulfill the purpose we were created.
你就跟一个人弄了最好的木材,做出了一个贵重的家具。
And just like a person used the best wood to build the best furniture,
结果被你带回去劈的当柴烧,
but yet you brought it home and they use it as firewood.
是的,你可以这么做。
You can do this.
你说这是我花的代价,我可以这么做。
I bought it with my money, I can do this.
但是你完全辜负了,有违背了那个造它的那个人。
But you have destroyed the purpose that the wood, the furniture was built for.
你可以去买一辆Benz或是Porsche的跑车来。
Or you can go buy a Mercedes-Benz or a Porsche.
停到你家后面当做你的 storage room.
Or you can and then put it at the back of your house as a storage.
开始那个车子是干什么用的? 开车用的。
The car is for driving.
但是你把它买来当做 storage room.
But you bought it and then use it as storage.
你可以这么做。
You can do this.
但是所有聪明人或是有理性的人都不会这么做。
And anyone who thinks I would not do this,
and then he说何等的糟蹋,
and then it's wasted.
我少的 mechanical engineer 花了最好的智慧制造出这么漂亮的跑车给你.
And so many mechanical engineers built this such great car.
你完全没有利用他们所花的心血.
And but you did not use their wisdom in building the car.
你把它当成你家的 garbage can 或是 storage room.
And you use it as a garbage can and storage room.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一个人今天人可以用各样的方法说你可以做这个，可以做那个。
And today many people say that you can do this and you can do that.
所以我们这个人就为了许多不同的目的在那里活着。
And then so for us we live for all these different purposes.
但是我们却忽略了来看神为什么造我们。
But we neglected to know why God created us.
所以在我们在讲说神造我们真正的目的之前。
Before we discuss why God created us,
我们稍微先来看一下我们这个人被神造一个极特殊的一个特点,
and then we'll look at the special purpose why God created us.
我们来看一下创世纪第一章,
let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1.
Verse 26 to 28. 并地上所爬的一切昆虫，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样活动的活物，行动的活物。而在这里讲到人被神造有一个很特殊的点，
And that's a special point. God created man.
是按照他的形象和样式而造的。
And that is that God created man in his own image.
而为人要把一个治理全地的权柄交给人。
And they gave them authority to rule.
这个宋尚杰博士说，人是陆海空三军元帅。
And Dr. Song said that the man is a general over the earth, the sky, and the sea.
因为他管理天地海。
Because he is ruling over the heavens, the earth, and the sea.
第二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。这里讲到人被造的时候，跟所有受造之物不同，是只有人，神用他的生气吹在其中。
And man creation was different from all the other beings in that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
让他成为一个有灵的活人。
And the man became a living being.
只有人有灵。
Only man has spirit.
所有其他的生物受造之物，这些动物最多就是有所谓的魂啊，没有所谓的 spirit.
And all the other created beings only have soul but not the spirit.
Soul, the spirit 是专门用来认识神或者跟神交通用的。
And the spirit is used for fellowshipping with God.
第八节
Verse 8.
耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。十六节
Verse 16.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。我们请再读哥林多前书第二章。
Let's next turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
在230页，新约的230页。这一段圣经我们请一起来读第六节到第九节。
We'll be reading together verse 6 to 9.
然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。好，我们的圣经就先读到这里。
This is the end of scripture reading.
刚才我们在读创世纪的里面，
When we're reading from Genesis,
我们至少可以看见三个人最特殊受造的特点。
And there were three special points in the creation of man.
第一个讲到在这里讲到独有人是神吹气在其上。
First, man's life came from God's breathing into his nostrils.
所有受造之物，神说有就有，他们就活了，就已经在那里。
And all the other created beings, God said,Let there be and there were.
独有人当神造好的时候，神把他的气吹在他的里面。
Only man when he was created, then God breathed into him.
人就从神这里他得到了生命的气息。
And then from this man became a living
being.
And then he became one with the Spirit.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到人身上一个极大的特点。
And this tells us a special thing about man.
就是当人有了灵之后，
and after man has the spirit in him,
灵最重要的功用是让我们来跟神交通，来认识神用的。
And the greatest use of a spirit is to have fellowship with God.
所以独独在人的里面有寻求神，要敬拜神的这种需要跟本能。
And therefore in man there is a power to worship the Lord.
我们从来不会看见一只狗主日早上跑到教会里面上来聚会。
We've never seen a dog that wants to come into the house of God to worship him.
我们常常可以听到许多人做见证，当他经过教会门口的时候，被里面的诗歌吸引，他想进来看看。
And we hear many testimonies as they walk, people walk by the church, they want to see what the people were singing about.
或者人里面觉得虚空，想要明白人生的意义，他跑到教会里面来寻找。
Or that there's an emptiness in your life and they want to find the answers in the church. And you've never seen the cat or the dog to come in to the church. And when you can see the children of God, they were singing hymns to God and they were praying.
你在马路上看路边看见一群猫坐在那里的时候，他们不会唱诗，不会一起祷告的。
And we never seen the cats by the roadside that they were praying or singing.
只有在人的里面。
Only in man.
人里面受造的时候，神放进了一个特别的东西，叫做灵。
And in his creation, God put in a special thing, that's the spirit.
这个灵是用来认识神的。
And this spirit is used to know God.
这个灵是用来体会，来接触神。
And to understand and to get close to God.
将来我们慢慢会讲到人的堕落。
And later on we'll talk about the fall of man.
因为仇敌的进来让这个灵发死了。
And then because the spirit came and then it made the spirit dormant.
让这个灵好像盲目了一样。
And then it numbed the spirit.
所以地上有许多的宗教出来。
And so on the earth there are many religions.
就不去讲世界上那些有名的大宗教。
We'll not talk about the great religions in the world.
你看见在非洲，在那些没有受过什么教育文化的那些土著里面，他们有拜神的本能。
And then in those primitive tribes in Africa, they have this need to worship God.
他们想要明白神在哪里。
They want to know where is God.
他们找到大石头，找到大树，他们就拜起来。
And then when they find a great stone or a great tree, they start worshiping it.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要知道人第一个受造的特点在于我们里面是一个有灵的人。
And the first thing about man's creation is that in him there's a spirit.
让我们可以来认识神。
And this spirit allows us to know God.
这是一件大事。
This is a great matter.
啊，那个蚂蚁来跟你说，我想认识认识你，你没有什么兴趣，对不对？
And then if the ant come to you and it said, I need to know you, you will have no interest.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神却愿意让我们人可以来认识他。
But yet God allows us to come and know him.
这是神给人的第一个特权。
And this is the first privilege.
第二个特权。
Second privilege of man.
独独有人是被称为神的儿女。
That the man can be called the child of God.
在约翰一书第三章第一节告诉我们。
In the first John 3:1.
这里看了父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
And the Lord has given us has a special love for us.
使我们得称为神的儿女。
That we may be called children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And we are truly his children.
弟兄姊妹，神造了万有。
Brothers and sisters, when God created everything,
神从来没有说一只小猪小狗是他的儿女。
God never said that a pig or a dog is his child.
神也没有说那个雄壮的那个狮子是他的儿女。
Or that the lion is his son.
但神却说我们是他的儿女。
But yet God said, we are his children.
我们是他心所爱的。
We are dear to his heart.
以赛亚告诉我们，我们的主常常抱抱我们，怀揣我们。
And then Isaiah says that the Lord wants to comfort and hold us.
说我们在苦难中，他与我们同受苦难。
And then when we are in trials, he is there with us.
诗篇四十一篇的作者告诉我们，当我们生病的时候，躺在床上，主神来为我们铺床。
And in Psalm 41 says that when we are sick,The Lord set up our beds for us.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你想到这位伟大的神高高在天上，
When we think of this great and mighty God,
人被他创造出来，
And he created man.
但他却独独对人有一个父子，有一个儿女之间的那种爱在哪里？
And yet towards man he has this fatherly love.
所有其他的受造之物没有这个福分。
And all the other created things don't have this
privilege.
And the hymn that we sang this morning, God loves even us. We are His flesh and blood, and we are His children. And this is a special privilege of man. Only man can draw. Only man has this father and son relationship with God. And God said that we are His children. And I remember saying this to you before. Several years ago, we had a dog in our house called Mikey.
有一天吃饭的时候，我儿子在那边讲到Mikey，就讲到他是Mikey U.
And so one day while we were eating dinner, my son said that when you call Mikey, he said Mikey you.
他把我们家的这个 last name 也加在这个狗的身上.
And he tagged our last name to the dog's name.
我马上就抗议，我说怎么可以这个样子？
And I said, no, how can you do this?
因为那只狗是他们两个的干儿子。
Because those two dogs were their adopted son.
我儿子从小就想要说服我们两个人说，我们是那只狗的grandpa.
And then while they were young, they always wanted us to be the grandparents of the dog.
我们从来不肯承认那只狗，我们是那只狗的祖父和祖母.
And we never admitted that we were the dog's grandparents.
后来有一天，我们家的狗生病.
And then one day the dog became sick.
我带他到兽医那边看完病回家以后。
And then we went to the
doctor.
And then I gave the dog medicine.
一看到药瓶子上面也居然被兽医打了 Mikey U.
And then the medicine said that it was a Mikey U's medicine.
真是哭笑不得，没有办法。
And then I could not do anything about that.
狗我们可以爱它，我没有办法称它做我的儿子。
We can love the dog, but we cannot call it our son.
它不过就是我养的一个狗，就是。
But it's only a dog that we raised.
弟兄姊妹，但是你有没有想到我们人在整个万有里面多么的渺小？
And then, have you thought that man is only so small in the whole universe?
但是神却爱我们。
But the Lord loves us.
我们被称为神的儿女。
We are called children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And we are truly His children.
我们是从神而生的儿女。
And we are born of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
And any of all who have received Him and believed in Him, and He gave them the privilege to be called children of God. And this special privilege that we have,
我们蒙爱,
we have been loved, we can draw close to Him, we can come and enjoy our gracious Father. When we sing that this is my Father's world, and if we truly enter to the hymn, we will be so glorious. And who is this Microsoft? This whole world is my Father's. This is my Father's world. God acknowledges us. Such a glorious matter.
第三个,
thirdly,
独独人是照着神的形象,
and man was created in the image of God.
好，我们的神真是伟大。Our
God is truly great.
他一句话把整个万有创造出来。And
only through one word He created the whole universe.
连在这人类只能发明的这551个星球里面发现。 在星球里面，地球不过是小小的一个。
And of all the trillions of stars, the Earth is only one of that.
光光在这个小小的这个地球上。
And on this small Earth,
有这么复杂的创造，对不对？
And such a complex creation.
你光光蝴蝶，全世界有几千种的蝴蝶。
And just the butterflies, there are thousands of species of butterflies.
你到这个华盛顿 D.C. Smithsonian 的那个 museum 你去看，光猴子就放了好几个橱柜，各种各样不同的猴子。
And if we go to the Smithsonian in Washington D.C., there are many types of monkeys there.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的神真是智慧。Our
Lord, our God is truly a God of wisdom.
你看一些鸟，各种的颜色，各种的形状。
And the birds are different types and shapes and colors.
你要知道鸟是色盲的，神创造这么多颜色不是给鸟看的，是给我们人看的，你知道吗？
And then the God created so many colors is for us to see, not for the birds to see.
神真是爱我们。
God truly loves us.
这么多的花草树木这么漂亮，花跟草没有眼睛，他看不到。
And then the flowers and grass are so beautiful, they don't have eyes to see.
神是给我们人看的。
They created them for us.
神何等爱我们弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, God truly loves us.
而这个爱不仅仅显在他为我们造了这么美丽的世界赐给我们。
And not only this love is displayed by the creation of the greater things.
这个爱大到一个地步。
This love is so great until
他照着他的形象，按着他的样式来造我们。
That he created us in his own image.
他给了人一个最大的尊荣。
And he gave his greatest honor to man.
让我们可以像他。
That we may be like him.
而亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你一层一层去了解神当初造人的那个心中的那个心意的时候，
And if you step by step understand the God's heart as he created man,
我们要趴在这位伟大的神面前说，神啊，是的，我算不了什么。
We need to lie down on the floor and say to God that we are nothing.
世人算什么？你竟这样眷顾他。
Who is man that you would care for him?
我们不过是虫，我们不过是海边的一个细沙。
We are only worms in his sight.
还是神却爱我们。
But yet God loves us.
他要把他的生命赐给我们。
He wants to give us his life.
他要把我们称为他的儿女，把他的爱给我们。
And he called us his children so that he can love us.
他要叫我们能够像他。
That we may be like him.
满有尊贵和荣耀。
Full of honor and glory.
所以独独有人是照着他的形象和样式造的。
And the man is created in God's image.
而他把管理全地的权柄交在人的手上。
And then he gave man the authority to rule.
有一次我在电视上面看见那个动物世界里面，他们要去拍摄在非洲的这个动物的照片。
And then one time I saw on TV about animals. They were going to Africa to take to make the show.
那个记者在飞机直升机上面这样子照的时候。
And then as they were taking the photographs from the helicopter.
你上面看见。各式各样的动物都在那里逃，因为不知道这个直升机是什么东西。
And then you see all the animals running away from the helicopter.
所有受造之物在人的手上，他们服在人的手上。
And all the created animals are under the power of man.
神把天上的飞鸟、地上的走兽、海里的鱼，通通交在人的手上。
And the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and then the animals on the earth, they are all under authority of man.
因为这是神的心意啊。
This is the will of God.
叫我们能够像他。
That we may be like him.
这是人受造的时候三个最特殊的点。
And when man was created, these were the three special privileges.
那为什么神有这么特殊的点在人的身上？
Now why did God give a man these special privileges?
啊，这里我们要讲到神造我们那个伟大的目的和价值。
And we were talking about the worth and the meaning of why God created man.
一个是就是让我们这个人成为神恩爱。成为神爱或是施恩的对象。
That we may become the object of his love.
因为神太伟大。
Because God is truly great.
神需要有一个对象来承受他的爱。
God needed an object so that the object can receive his love.
神需要有一个对象来分享他一切的丰富智慧。
And to share his abundance and wisdom.
所以他造了我们这个人。
So he created man.
他人造的不是造的一个机器人。
And when he created man, he's not a machine.
他造了有血有肉有爱的一个人。
And a man with flesh and blood and love.
他要让我们成为他的儿女。
He wants us to become his children.
成为他爱的对象。
The object of his love.
他愿意把他一切的爱表达给我们。
And he's willing to display out his own love.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我讲的这些蝴蝶，这些各样的花草，都说到神爱我们。
And the butterflies I talked about, and the flowers in the grass. Speaks of God's love.
而圣经上告诉我们，当神把人造，把万物都造好了以后，
And the Bible tells us when God has created all the things,
他把人带到一个园子，叫做伊甸园。
He brought man into the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园叫做快乐的园子。
And Eden means happiness.
所以神整个造人的心意里面，就是叫人快乐，叫人享受它。
And so the purpose of God creating man is that man would be happy.
所以当他人摆在伊甸园里面的时候，
When God put man in Eden.
他说园子各样的果子你都可以吃。
And in the garden there are all kinds of fruits you can eat.
啊，只有一棵树上的果子不可以吃，将来我们有机会再讲。
And then there's only one tree of fruit which fruit you cannot eat.
讲到神爱我们。
talks about God loving
us. 当神把万物造好的时候，造男造女。
And when God created all things, He created male and female.
圣经上就说他就赐福给人。
And then He blessed them.
所以弟兄姊妹，神爱我们，神整个的心意就是要把他一切的恩典来给我们。
And God loved us, and then His whole purpose is to give us His love.
我们要知道我们这个人活在地上，第一个重大的目的。
So we who live in this world, the greatest purpose is.
让我们来享受神的爱。
That we can enjoy God's love.
我们来享受神丰富的恩典。
And then to enjoy His blessing.
整个人生是一个享受的人生。 我说的不是放纵的那种，就是一般人观念中的那种享受。
And then I'm not talking about the enjoyment of the world.
我们来享受神的爱。
To enjoy God's love.
享受神天上地上各样属灵的福气，他要赐给我们。
And then to enjoy all the heavenly and earthly blessings.
在罗马书8章32节告诉我们。
In Romans 8:32 it says.
好的，神既不吝惜他的儿子为我们舍了。
God, He did not spare His Son.
岂会把万物连同他自己一同白白的赐给我们？
And He, how will He not also along with Him, also give graciousness? Graciously give us all things.
哥林多前书3章21节，保罗也讲到，他说万有全是你们的。
In 1 Corinthians 3:22, he says, "All things are yours."
就不仅仅讲到整个万有、整个受造之物是为着我们这帮儿女们爱来神创造的。
And it not only speaks that everything is created for us.
神不仅仅把万有给了我们。
And not only he gave us, given us all things.
他说连万物连同他自己给我们。
And not only these things, but also Himself He gave to us.
神今天要给我们的祝福，都还不是外面这些的祝福。
And the blessings that God wants to give us is not the outside blessings only.
更重要的是要把他自己跟这些一起给我们。
And more importantly is that He wants to give us all these things and Himself to us.
如果你把这两个分开来的话，
And if you were to separate these two,
那个爱就掉了。
Then you lose the love.
就跟一个孩子一样。
Just like with your child.
他所有需要的东西你都给他。
All the things that he needs you give to him.
他要吃你给他最好的， 要穿给他最好的。
The food that he eats you give him the best and the clothes are the best.
他要玩什么电动玩具你买给他， 他要开车你买车给他。
And all the toys you give to him and the car if he needs it you give it to him.
但是你却不跟他相处。
But you do not fellowship with him.
你却不让他体会到你那个父亲的爱。
And you not let him understand the fatherly love.
这个孩子将来一定出问题。
And this kid would be a troublesome kid.
这个孩子一定不快乐。
And this kid would not be happy.
今天你们这些小朋友可能正好相反，你们觉得你们希望的就是得到那些，对不对？
And then today, the kids are here. What you wish is those outside things.
但如果你的父母只给你这些，却不把他给你的话，
But if your parents only give those things that you want, but did not give themselves to you,
我们心里面不会满足的。
Our hearts will not be satisfied.
我曾经看过一个统计报表。
And I one time saw this statistic. And they surveyed many children. And what is the greatest wish kids have of their parents? And many times Chinese would say that what is our wish from our children? And the greatest wish of the kids of their parents.
排行榜第一个的,
number one on the list.
他就希望能够跟父母花更多的时间在一起。
That they would spend more time with their children.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你不要以为你在外面打拼赚了很多钱，让孩子们吃得好、穿得好、用得好就够了。
Don't think that you are working very hard so that the kids can live well, then that's enough.
他们需要的不是光这些外面的祝福。
What they need is not the outside blessings. And then what they want is that they want to have a direct relationship with the one who provides these blessings. This relationship of love. Today God loves us.
神说连万有都是为着你们的。
All things are created for you.
不仅仅是为着你们，根本给你们。
Not only for you, but given to you.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
他是把万物连同他自己要一同给我们。
Not only he gave the outside things, but also
还要在我们领受这些祝福的时候,
himself. Before we receive these blessings,
也让我们能够体会,
that we may understand and empathize the one who gives these blessings.
所以如果我们带着这样子的心态来过我们的生活,
if we were to have this attitude towards living, every day that we live is a day of love. In every matter, we can experience Him. In every need and experience we have, we can experience Him. Because God loves us. The first purpose He created us that we may be the object of His love. The second purpose He created us that we may manifest the glory of God. And then He breathed His life into us. And then He created us to be His children that we may receive His life. And then the man is created in the image of God so that we may be like him. In Isaiah 43 it says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is very clear. God created us for His own glory. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 3 it says,
保罗说,
we talk about wisdom also. But the wisdom is not of the earth.
不是苏格拉底,
not the wisdom of Socrates. But the wisdom we talk about is from heaven. And the wisdom we're talking about is not of rulers or authorities. But rather, the wisdom we talk about is the hidden, it's the mystery of God.
他说,
what is this wisdom?
他说,
this wisdom is that before the creation of the world, that we may be glorified with Him.
不仅仅叫我们蒙爱,
not only we can receive His love,
叫我们承受他的生命,
but we can receive His life,
从我们里面活出他的生命,
that we may, this life may live out of us.
这个叫做荣耀,
this is glory.
大哉近前的奥秘,
great is the mystery of God.
无人不以为然, 就是神要在肉身里面显现出来,
that is that God is manifested in the flesh. This is the greatest mystery. The greatest wisdom. Not only created heavens to manifest His glory, but He created man. Put His own life in us. What kind of life would the live, what kind of living? God is glory. And the glory is His character. And the glory of this world is not glory. And when we have received God's life, and then when this life is manifested to us, it is glory. And then this glory that has been hidden, now God wants us to receive glory.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天不管我们过怎样的生活,
no matter what kind of life you are living today,
不管我们今天碰到了怎样的打击和痛苦,
or no matter what kind of difficulties or suffering you may be in,
那一个荣耀的生命已经在我们里面,
that glorious life is in you.
那一个生命是试验过的生命, 是经得起考验的生命,
and that life has been tested.
它要从我们不同的处境里面,
and in all our circumstances,
被彰显出来,
be manifested.
有人是一个病痛,
and some may be sick and then they will manifest the glory of God. Or when they were persecuted.
有人在一个,
or in an ordinary life they live.
有的人在家庭主妇的角色里面,
or being in a homemaker, they manifest the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹,
God's purpose is that we, His children, become His glory.
岂不知道你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗?
Don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是从神而来,
the Holy Spirit came from God to live in us. And then that we may glorify God in our body.
保罗到了哥林多前书第十章。
In the Paul in the 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
不仅仅讲到我们这个人的身体，身体要来荣耀神。
Not only he speaks of our body to glorify God.
他说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为了荣耀神而行。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
所以不是只有在教会里面来荣耀神。
Not only glorify God in the church.
不是只有在断头台上准备为主殉道的时候荣耀神。
Or that you are going to be beheaded as a martyr, that you glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，我们或吃或喝，都是为了荣耀神。
Whether we eat or drink, we do it for the glory of God.
姊妹为你做的菜，你在那里埋怨个老半天，嫌他这个嫌他那个，那不能荣耀神。
And then you complain about your wife's cooking, you cannot glorify God.
我们在家庭里面发脾气，在那里随便过生活，弟兄姊妹，我们不能够荣耀神。
Or that they will be fighting in the house.You cannot glorify God.
所以神在造我们一个很大的目的是要叫我们成为他荣耀的器皿。
And one of the purpose of God creating us is that we may glorify Him.
所以为了这个目的。
For this purpose.
圣经上说他为他爱他之人所预备的。
And God prepared it for those who love Him.
是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想过。
The eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard, or the mind has not perceived.
是神把这一切需要的恩典跟爱都给我们预备好了。
And all this glory and blessing God has prepared for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要神把我们从目前的生活里面提升起来。
Brothers and sisters, we need God to lift us up from our current condition.
不然我们的生活像滚车轮一样，一天又一天，我们不知道在干什么。
Otherwise, our life would be like a wheel turning every day without knowing what.
就跟我一开始所讲的那个医生一样，他只会忙他进程的，但是却忘记了最重要的事。
Just like the doctor, he remembers everything he needs to do, but he forgot what he needs to do in the operating room.
也许你现在就是要怎么样子让我的上班能够工作做好而已。
Or you may think that I can do well in my work.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西还是一样重要。
These things are important.
但是它重要，是因为我们在一个更重要的目的和前提底下，我们在做这些事情。
It's important because we have a greater, more important purpose that's overseeing all of this.
神让这一切临到我们的身上，是要叫我们得益处。
And God has everything appear in our lives.Is before our own good.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处。
All things are for good. So for those who love God.
那我们可以享受承受他的爱和恩典。
That we can receive His blessing and love.
让我们借着这些环境来彰显他的荣耀。
And through our circumstances, we may glorify Him.
弟兄姊妹，那个生命已经在我们里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, that life is already in us.
主到今天还要做这件奇妙的事。
Until today, the Lord is still working.
结束的时候讲一个小小的见证。
Lastly, before I end, I want to share with you a testimony.
有一个弟兄到苏俄去传福音去。
A brother went to Russia to be a missionary.
那是好十几年前的事情，十年前的事情了。
And this was over 10 years ago.
他到了苏俄去传福音，他找不到翻译的人。
And when he went to Russia, he could not find a translator.
所以他到一个研究院里面去拉了一个。这个博士来帮他翻译。
So he went to the graduate school and got a doctor, PhD to help him translate.
那这个人是一个中国人，但是已经在苏俄做了很多年。
And this person was a Chinese and he lived in the Russia for many years.
所以他在那边做研究的工作。
And he was doing graduate research.
因为找不到弟兄帮他翻译哈，所以只好找了一个还没信主的来翻译。
And because he could not find a brother to translate, so he found an unbeliever to translate for him.
那一个人呢，是一脸严肃的人。
And that person was very serious.
所以当我们的弟兄在上面讲主的爱的时候，
so when our brother was speaking about the love on the podium,
他讲一句，旁边人就讲本根脸翻一句。
And then when he said a sentence, the other person would be very seriously translating that.
不管讲到神的爱，讲到基督徒的喜乐，旁边人都是一个冰冰冷冷的脸。
And no matter what he said about the love of God, the other person was stone cold.
那我们的弟兄那几天就继续凭信心传神的救恩。
And our brother, a true faith, preached the word of God.
就在他讲到的里面，他就举了一个例子。
And then while he used an example in his preaching.
好的，神造我们。
He said God created us.
带着一个荣耀的目的。
For a glorious purpose.
神造我们就像人造电灯泡一样。
And God created us just like a man created the bulb.
好的，电灯泡被制造是为了要盛装电。
And then the light bulb is created so that it can
have electricity.
当他接受了电以后
，when you receive the electricity，
它就能够发光出来
，and then it will shine the light。
整个灯泡的受造是为了盛装
，and then the whole purpose of the light bulb is to receive，
是为了能够发光
，so that it can shine。
所以他在那个道里面，他常常举这个例子，因为对不同的人传。
And then he will always use this example。
他连续传了十天
，and for 10 days he preached。
前面几天这个人都板着脸。
And then the beginning few days, this person was without expression.
到了后面几天，这个人脸开始松了。
And then after a few days, he started to relax.
人受造是为了盛装神的。
And the man was created so that he can receive God.
他能够把神给彰显出来，能够像神。
And then he can manifest God.
就跟灯泡是为了受造，是为了装电，为了能够把光给发挥出来。
Just like the light bulb was created so that it can shine light.
一天一天这样讲，这个人的脸就开始一天一天的改变。
And day by day he spoke, and then this person one by day by day his expression changed.
所以到了最后
，until finally，
这个翻译自己来问他。
This translator came and asked his brother.
因为他每次在那里呼召底下，很多人觉知信耶稣。
And every time he called out, and then many people came to believe in Jesus.
他在上面当翻译也不好意思举手。
And then he himself as translator could not raise his own hand.
所以他就问他，他说我可不可以信耶稣？
So he asked him, can I believe in Jesus?
当然可以。
He said, yes, you can.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个翻译就信了耶稣啊。
And so this translator believed in Jesus.
他前几天听了那么多的道理。
And he has listened to so many sermons.
人受造最大的目的为了盛装神的生命。
And the man was created so that he can receive God.
而盛装神的生命是为了能够彰显神的荣耀。
And then when he has the life of God in him, he can manifest God's glory.
他懂了这些道理。
He understands these doctrines.
但当他那一天真正把心打开了。
And that day he opened up his heart.
他说神啊，我接受你做我的生命。
Lord, I receive you to become my life.
我愿意盛装你。
That I can contain you.
我愿意彰显你的荣耀。
And to manifest you.
弟兄姊妹，当他接受了耶稣以后。
And when he received Jesus.
那个喜乐平安进到他的里面。
The joy and the peace entered into him.
所以最后这几次的这个翻译，他就翻译的非常的喜乐。
And then the last few translations, he did it with great joy.
十天结束以后。
After 10 days,
他要回到 到他这个科学院还是研究院里面去上班。
And he was to go back to work.
他后来回来教会聚会的时候，他跟弟兄姊妹做见证。
And when he came back to church, he gave this testimony.
当他离开了这些聚会要回去的时候，
when he went back home after the meetings,
他说他一进在马路上就看见这些人怎么每一个人都板着脸不快乐。
And then as he went back, he saw everybody had a sad face.
他在地铁里面每一个人都板着脸。那个 subway。
In the subway, everyone was without expression.
他说我回到办公室里面，我就发现这边像冰箱一样，怎么每一个人都这么冷。
And then when I went back to work, it seems like everybody is in the refrigerator.
其实他忘记他从前一模一样。
He forgot that he was just like them before.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
或者在座的福音朋友。
Or friends among us.
神造人带着一个荣耀。
God created man with a glorious purpose.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
没有留下一样好处不肯给我们。
And he has not kept for himself any good.
因着他更大的爱。
Because of this greater love.
他把他的生命都给我们。
He gave us his own life.
要叫我们能够活出他的荣耀。
That we can live out his glory.
让我们能够像他。
That we may be like him.
我们请低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.